Yeah, this is such a crazy time as we are a few weeks away from Super Tuesday, which every 4 years people get out and vote. Well, people should be voting more because it usually happens every 2 years, but the only election people care about is the one that happens every 4 years on the federal level. And I was talking to somebody about that this morning. They were asking me a bit about, you know, if I knew where to go vote. And I was like, you know, I know this person, so I got a little more personal. I said, just to let you know, I don't vote. And, you know, I have a whole rant about that. But I'll go ahead. This is what you should do. You should go, you know, do these certain things. I said, go ahead and call a center. They have centers already open. Give them a buzz. Let them ask them what time it's usually good to come in. You go in, boom, knock it out, get the fuck out, right? And they were like, you know, very curious about why I didn't vote. And every time I have this conversation with people, they understand, unless they're extremely in the fandom stage. You know what I mean by that? When the people are, I was just driving by and I saw somebody outside of their business in their crane. They had a big ass crane, and hanging from it was a flag, a big ass fucking flag, Trump train. I'm like, okay, you know, awesome. I was just laughing about it. Like, oh, great. Go for it, bud. It's yours. And I have no problem with the support that people have for the candidates or who they believe in, so on and so forth. But what I was telling this person was, the reason I don't go out and vote, the reason I don't make a difference, as others would say, is because I have learned that on the federal level, the research and the studies and everything that happens is not impacting me. The reason why it doesn't impact me, it's because the people, the influencers, are the ones that benefit from it. People that are above the 10% or higher, you know, how would I say, the 1%ers? So the 10%ers or higher get 80% of the rules on the federal level passed to them. And that's the way the cookie crumbles when it comes to the federal level elections. So I don't fucking care, because I don't make $400,000 or $500,000 a year. Now, if I made that much, I definitely would be invested. Like 50 Cent. 50 Cent saw what the Biden plan was, and he saw that at the end, both with the federal and state taxes, his rate will be at 62%. He said, fuck that. I'm a black man. I know Trump hates black people, or he thinks he does. And he's like, I'm fucking voting for Trump. I don't give a fuck. Like 62% of my money, get the fuck out of here. I'm not going to do it. And that's the reality of it. So somebody like him that's making well above $1 million a year, I'm assuming. These people, that's when you have to care. But for somebody like me that is way below that threshold, it's not significant for me. Just do the research. Just go out there and Google, find studies. Find all these things that have been done by universities. It's I'm not lying. I'm not fabricating anything. And then there's people out there that say, well, Minnow, there was, you know, if you had that mentality back, you know, we wouldn't have the changes that we had. I understand that. But what happened was, the people involved in politics understood that, or not the people that are in politics, I should say, people in Wall Street, people that had money, realized that buying off politicians was the ticket. So in the days of Kennedy, in the days of all these different things, of those folks, there wasn't as much invested interest in the politicians as there is now. I mean, I could be wrong. That's just me speculating. But the level, if you look at the level of lobbyists, I mean, the amount of money that goes, lobbyists are people that go and kind of push for an agenda in Washington. So let's just say the biggest lobbyist people, the biggest group is healthcare people. They go out there with attorneys, with firms, and they go talk to these senators and keep pushing or working with federal government officials to have rules and regulations favor their industry. But it's at a cost, right? I don't have that money to go ahead and have those people represent me or many of us. We're just barely trying to scrape by. So that's the part that people fail to understand. So I was telling this person in the conversation, and she totally gets it. She was like, I get it. Because on that level, on the level of Trump Biden, it's a level that is not going to impact me. It's never going to make a difference in my life. Sure, my tax rate will go from 15% to 12%, or from 15% to 14%. Awesome. Right? I mean, nothing matters in that point. But it matters if I was making millions of dollars, then we got to go ahead and minimize the loopholes, or I should say, keep the loopholes as they are, because I don't want to pay more money. Right? You have more, if you have money, you have more of an influence in politics. And I just tell people all the time, another half of that is that when you're voting, you have to vote for all these things that you're not formally educated on doing, right? I mean, there's so many laws that are being passed, all these things that no one is formally educated, and all they do is punch their political affiliation. I don't know who this person is, but I'm voting because they're Republican, like me. And, I mean, what kind of educated decision is that? And I guess for me, that's what I tell people, that our votes, like for people like myself and many of you out there, the way you impact is on the local level. The mayors, the commissioners, your sheriff, your clerks, all of these people that impact your local community, superintendents, all of these people, school board, those are the people you have to be on top of and understand. And many of us don't have the time. We don't go and research about the candidates that are running for superintendent or our children's school board. We don't know. We don't know who's running for commissioners in our specific district or zone. Those are the things that we as people should be making the time to understand, should be trying to learn, okay, what is this candidate, this mayor all about? What is this governor? I would say as high as the governor. We should be educated on that. I'm not educated on it. I'm not spending my time on it, but I don't care. So therefore, I'm not going to cast a vote. I'm just kind of all over the place here. But I'm not going to cast a vote for anybody that I'm not formally educated on. I'm not going to cast a vote on what rules and laws and things are trying to either be amended or ratified or created altogether. I don't know. And those are things that many people out there, unfortunately, don't give a fuck about, but should give a fuck about. All they care about is Trump Biden. Let's go ahead and punch that ticket for Trump, and woo woo, we're winning. We're going back to the White House, back to back. That's all people care about. But that election, the only one they're thinking about, doesn't fucking matter. Doesn't fucking matter. But I understand why the support is there, because the media stirs it up. It's very fascinating, because I talked with this with my partner, and the power of TV and the news. TV and the news has over the older generation. So, for example, I'm more of a contrarian, like, yeah, you know, I believe it. You know, I believe one thing, but then I believe another thing, and then I'll make my own decision. Just like with COVID. Now, there was a study out there saying that mouthwash neutralizes COVID spread. Are you fucking kidding me? Mouthwash, you just Google it, find you. I mean, I'm not kidding you on that. It's like it kills like 90 to 99% of any possibility of the virus being spread orally if you have it. So think about that. So these are things that are out there when you can research and find yourself, and you can find one article that promotes one thing and another article that promotes another thing, and you're able to see forums and conversations or whatever, and then you could kind of make your own decision on what direction you want to think. I know with COVID, my decision was, okay, we can wear a mask, but it's not for me, because if I catch it, I catch it. I can't stop it. But it's out of respect for the people that are older, people that have weaker immune systems, that have maybe asthma, that have all these different things, you know, that they're dealing with. Maybe are dealing with cancer or have had cancer, right? And the last thing they need is to have a fucking virus like this that their body's not used to. It can be fatal. I get it. So what do? I look at some of the scientists and medical experts, and they talk about vitamin D being a huge thing, getting your rest, exercising, building your immune system. That's it. That's the only logical thing. If I catch it, I catch it. Hopefully, I'll be fine and move on, you know. But you can't. But unfortunately, when it comes to the news and going back to the politics debate, a lot of people just hang on one side or the other, and then they're just putting the flag down. Okay, I'm with Biden, CNN all day when I go into the house. Or if I go somewhere else, it's going to be Fox News. It's like, I don't give a fuck. And this is so, it's gotten so exhausting this time around. I think because it's gotten so personal. I just saw recently that there 14 men were arrested by the FBI because they were plotting on kidnapping the governor of Michigan that supported Biden. Look how extreme things have gotten now. I mean, we had George Floyd, rest in peace, the whole movement. Right now, the world, or in our country, United States, it just seems like everything is heightened. You have to pick one side or the other. There's no logical conversations to be had. A lot of people do. A lot of people want to have them. But unfortunately, we don't. And that's the sad reality of life right now in the USA when it comes to voting. So I just don't partake in it. And I was telling this person via text that I will start partaking in it and doing things when I start being more invested in what's going on locally with the politicians, going to board meetings, seeing what they're talking about, seeing what they're pushing, being able to interact with them. See, like, we'll never be able to interact with Donald Trump. I'll never be able to interact with Biden. And even if I do interact, anything I say to them is not going to impact their decision on what they do, because they have to look out for everyone as a whole. Whereas if I go down to the Collier County Commissioners meeting, I can set up a meeting with a commissioner. I can talk to them. I can see them at events. I can go ahead and rub elbows with them. Let them know the deal. It's more of a personal experience. And therefore, when I cast my vote for those folks, I have a good idea of how they're going to be and what things they're going to do that benefit me. You're able to be more involved in the process. But people don't understand that. And when I was telling this to this lady, she was like, yeah, fuck yeah, man. I get it. I totally fucking get it. And I was like, yeah. And it's not me shitting on anybody that votes. It's that the times have changed. It's no different than in sports. And I'll leave with this. You know how people are tired of sports being political? Well, many years ago, back in the 60s and the 50s, when all this shit started with equal rights and civil rights movement and women's rights, all these things. Well, guess what? Athletes, black athletes and minorities, both from the gender perspective, females and males, their only platform to be heard was through sports, was through the Olympics, was through boycotting, like Muhammad Ali did. Nowadays, there's no need for that. Why? Because you can create your own social media channel, pushing your own agenda. Like right now, LeBron James, and I'm not trying to shit on anybody that's supporting one movement or the other. I'm just calling this out as it is. But LeBron James doesn't, and the NBA do not need to go Black Lives Matter all day, every day. They don't need to. But the players individually in their own page through their own channels, which have 30 million viewers, so on and so forth, can go ahead independently think and support what they want to support. Right? But it doesn't have to be on the head of the institution. But a lot of people are pissed off about that. And I understand it. And I think that's where we have to shift our thinking. So just like I shifted my thinking with politics not impacting me on a federal level and understanding the why, it's people out there that they still are still falling for the magic of TV, on social media, of all these different things, of being involved. It's like, it doesn't matter. It truly doesn't matter whether it's Trump or Biden, because what's going to happen is you have people elected into Congress, into the Senate, and the president only has 1/3 power. So if he wanted to go ahead and eradicate everything that has been done, he can't do it to a certain extent. Just think about how our lives, regular people's lives, they haven't changed much since Obama left office. Our lives, we're still working. Some of us have had bad breaks. Some of us have had good breaks. But if you think about it, it didn't matter whether Obama was in office, whether Trump or whomever was in office, probably those things would have happened. And that's the sad reality. It's like I tell people all the time, when it comes to taxes, when it comes to whatever these things you want to complain about, it doesn't matter, because my taxes are going to go up or down. Changes are going to occur in laws and rules. That's just the way it is. Now, if you have the power and the money, if you're invested and you're a multimillionaire and you're getting that annual salary of millions and stuff, I definitely will be involved on the federal level. I would definitely be involved in who my state senator is. I would definitely be involved in who the federal congressmen are, the U.S. reps, all of that, because then it matters. Then those folks have to believe in what I believe, so that my life can continue and not view to be as one of the elites and be penalized for it. But regular people fall into that mindset, that trap. And I'm like, no, yo, like, don't do it, man. You're falling for it. And anybody that's willing to have that conversation with me, I'm more than glad to discuss it. And again, it's not saying that voting doesn't matter. It's that people focus on the voting that doesn't matter. Local voting matters more. Being educated. If you're a diehard Republican, then understand the Republican candidates in your area. Go to the local debates. When there's election year going on, because there's elections going on every 2 years locally, go ahead and find out what the mayor stands for. They're going to have a debate. They're going to have all these things going on. Go on their page. Talk to them. You can go and meet these people all the fucking time locally. And those are the things that, when I see the masses just get sucked into that world, it just makes me shake my head. I'm like, well, you know what? That's why I just stay with my blinders on, enjoying my life, enjoying my video gaming, and enjoying just the peace and tranquility of life, man. Because if you get sucked into that vortex, man, you're fucked.